All right, so diving into AI and authors, how it can help, write better books, especially nonfiction. You even sent over some research on AI book writer technology. Specifically, you mentioned BookBud.ai.
This is
Yeah,
interesting.
it's pretty exciting stuff. So we're going to break down exactly how to use these tools. You know how to figure out what readers want
Right.
and then write a book they can't put down.
You know what I find really interesting here
Yeah.
is that this research zeroes in on a problem almost every writer
Yeah.
faces,
Oh, yeah.
staring at that blank page,
Don't
feeling overwhelmed,
tell me about it.
unsure where to start.
And with so many books out there already,
Yeah.
it can feel impossible to know what will actually stand out.
Right. And this is where AI book writer tools can make a real difference.
Okay.
We're not just talking about getting words on the page. It's about making sure those words resonate with an audience. And even more importantly, an audience that's hungry for that specific topic.
So it's not just about writing a good book, it's about writing the right book.
Absolutely. Now, you might be wondering, how does AI actually help with that?
Yeah, how?
Well, it all comes down to data. You see, machine learning algorithms can analyze huge amounts of data, way more than any human ever could.
Okay.
These algorithms are designed to spot patterns and trends, kind of like having a superpowered research assistant who can tell you what topics are gaining traction, what people are searching for online, and even what might be the next big thing in your niche.
Hold on, you're saying AI can actually predict what readers will want in the future? That's like having a crystal ball for book ideas.
It's not magic.
Okay.
But it can feel that way. Let me explain how it works a bit. Natural language processing, or NLP for short, allows computers to understand and analyze human language.
Gotcha.
This means they can sift through articles, social media posts, reviews, basically anything people are saying online, to figure out what they're interested in, what problems they're facing, and what kind of solutions they're looking for.
Okay, now that's starting to make sense. So instead of just guessing what might be a good book topic, I could actually use AI to get data-backed insights into what readers actually want.
Exactly. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We haven't even touched on sentiment analysis, which allows AI to gauge the emotional tone of online conversations. This means you can see not only what people are talking about, but how they feel about it, whether they're excited, frustrated, or somewhere in between.
All right, so AI can be my research assistant, trend spotter, and even a therapist for my target audience. I'm starting to see how this could be incredibly powerful for authors.
It's about taking the guesswork out of the equation. And this is where tools like BookBud.ai come in.
Okay.
They're designed to make this kind of analysis accessible to authors, helping them understand their audience and write books that are truly in demand.
You mentioned BookBud.ai specifically. Does that mean they're particularly good at this kind of market analysis?
Well, according to the research you shared, they seem to be focused on helping authors identify profitable niches and write books that are commercially viable. It sounds like they're leveraging AI not just to make writing easier, but to make it smarter and more strategic.
So we talked about AI can help you figure out what to write,
Right.
but what about the actual writing process? Can it help me get over writer's block
Yeah.
or actually structure a book?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And the answer is a resounding yes.
Okay.
Some AI tools are specifically designed to help with things like outlining, brainstorming ideas,
Yeah.
and even drafting entire chapters.
Wow.
Imagine this. You've used AI to identify a hot topic in your niche,
Okay.
and now you're stuck on how to actually structure the book.
Okay, I'm picturing myself staring at a blank screen, cursor blinking, feeling that familiar wave of panic.
Instead of panicking, you could turn to an AI writing assistant.
Okay.
These tools can help you break down complex topics into manageable chunks, suggest different chapter structures, and even generate topic sentences or bullet points to get you started.
So instead of just giving me a bunch of data, AI can actually help me turn that data into a coherent outline.
Exactly.
Oh.
And it can go even further than that.
Wow.
Some AI tools can analyze your writing style and tone,
Okay.
and then suggest ways to improve your writing based on your target audience.
That's incredible. It's like having a virtual editor who knows exactly what my readers are looking for.
It's all about making the writing process smoother and more efficient.
Right.
And remember, AI isn't here to replace human creativity.
Right.
It's a tool to help you unlock your best ideas and present them in a way that resonates with readers.
Okay, so I'm sold on the benefits of AI for writing, but I have to admit I'm a little hesitant.
Sure.
What about the quality of the writing? Can
Yeah.
AI really produce something that sounds natural and engaging?
That's a valid concern, and it's important to remember that AI writing tools are still evolving.
Yeah.
However, the technology has come a long way. And the best AI tools are capable of producing remarkably human-sounding text.
So it's not just about spitting out robotic-sounding sentences.
Not at all.
Okay.
These tools are trained on massive data sets of human-written text,
yeah,
which allows them to understand the nuances of language,
right,
and produce writing that is both grammatically correct and stylistically sophisticated.
I'm really curious to see some real-world examples of this.
Yeah.
Does the research mention any authors who have successfully used AI in their writing process?
Actually, it does.
Oh, wow.
The research you shared briefly touches on some industry experts,
okay,
who have integrated AI into their workflows.
Yeah.
It would be fascinating to learn more about their experiences and see how they've leveraged these tools to achieve their writing goals.
I'm completely on board with that.
Yeah.
Hearing those success stories would definitely put my mind at ease and show me what's truly possible with AI.
It's inspiring to see how authors are embracing these new technologies and pushing the boundaries of what's possible in the world of writing.
Okay, so AI can help me find the right topic, structure my book, and even improve my writing style.
Right.
What else is there? Can AI help with things like editing and publishing?
You're thinking ahead.
Yeah.
And that's great.
Yeah.
Some AI-powered platforms offer a suite of tools that go beyond just writing.
Okay.
They can help you with things like editing for grammar and clarity.
Okay.
Formatting your manuscript for different platforms,
yeah,
and even marketing your book to the right audience.
Wow, it sounds like AI can assist with virtually every stage of the writing process,
mm-hmm,
from brainstorming initial ideas all the way to getting your book into the hands of readers.
That's the goal.
Wow.
It's about empowering authors to create their best work and reach a wider audience.
Okay.
And platforms like BookBud.ai seem to be leading the charge in providing authors with these comprehensive solutions.
Okay, this has been incredibly insightful.
Great.
I'm starting to see AI not just as a tool, but as a potential partner in the creative process.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one thing I'm still wondering about.
What's that?
We've been talking about all the amazing things AI can do for writers, but what about the limitations? Are there any downsides or potential pitfalls to using AI in writing?
That's a great question, and it's important to be aware of the limitations of AI as well. While these tools can be incredibly helpful, they're not a magic bullet. They still require human input and oversight to ensure the final product is truly high quality.
So I can't just plug in a few keywords and expect AI to spit out a best-selling novel.
Not quite. You still need to bring your own creativity, critical thinking skills, and understanding of your audience to the table. AI can assist you, but it can't replace the human element entirely.
That's reassuring to hear. It's all about finding the right balance between human and artificial intelligence, leveraging the strengths of both. But I'm wondering, even with human oversight, could there be issues with things like plagiarism or producing generic sounding content?
Those are valid concerns, and it's important to choose AI writing tools carefully. Reputable platforms have built-in safeguards to prevent plagiarism and encourage originality. They're designed to augment your writing, not replace it entirely, so the voice and style should still be distinctly yours.
So it's all about using AI responsibly and ethically, understanding its capabilities and limitations.
Mm-hmm.
This has been an eye-opening conversation, and I'm sure our listeners are eager to hear more about how they can actually start using AI to improve their writing.
Absolutely. And that brings us to a really important point. Accessing these tools is becoming easier than ever. Many AI writing platforms offer free trials or freemium models, so you can experiment and see what works for you before committing to a paid plan.
That's great advice. Try before you buy, right? I'm excited to dive in and explore some of these tools myself. But before we wrap up, I have one last question for you.
I'm all ears.
With all this talk about AI and writing, it makes you wonder where this is all heading. What does the future hold for authors in this rapidly changing landscape?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's fascinating to think about how AI will continue to shape the world of writing. I believe we'll see even more sophisticated tools emerge, capable of handling increasingly complex tasks.
So even more automation and assistance for writers. What does that mean for the role of the human author?
I don't think AI will ever fully replace human creativity and storytelling. Instead, I see it becoming an even more integral partner for authors, helping them refine their ideas, streamline their processes, and ultimately reach wider audiences.
So it's not about humans versus machines, but about humans and machines working together.
Exactly. It's about harnessing the power of technology to enhance our creative potential. And who knows, maybe this collaboration will lead to entirely new forms of storytelling that we haven't even imagined yet.
That's an exciting thought. It sounds like the future of writing is full of possibilities, and AI is going to play a key role in shaping that future.
Absolutely. It's a dynamic and evolving field, and I'm incredibly optimistic about what lies ahead.
Well, you've given us a lot to think about. For those listening who are eager to jump into this world of AI-assisted writing, what's the most important thing to keep in mind?
I'd say approach it with a sense of curiosity and a willingness to experiment. There are so many tools and resources available, so don't be afraid to try different things and find what works best for you and your writing style.
That's great advice. Don't be afraid to explore and embrace the possibilities. Any final words of wisdom before we wrap up?
Remember, AI is a tool, a powerful tool, but ultimately it's up to you, the writer, to wield it effectively. Use it to amplify your strengths, overcome your challenges, and tell your stories in a way that connects with readers on a deeper level.
Beautifully said. It seems like AI is not just changing how we write, but also opening up new avenues for creativity and expression. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of AI and writing.
It's been my pleasure. Happy writing, everyone.